WSBC. Welcome back to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. This show is presented to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal, Mike Haggerty Buick GMC Volkswagen of Oaklawn, Illinois, and Carol Ann Gallagher, personal injury attorney at law.
Yeah.
My name is Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me as always to my left, twin brother Billy. Hello, Bill.
Hello, hello.
And to the left of him, the greatest person in the world, Mr. Clayton O'Brien. Hi, Clay.
Hi.
COVID week 4.
Yeah.
No, I think this is week 5.
This is week 5.
It's week 5?
Cinco.
See? This is the new normal. I'm losing track again.
Yeah.
Semana cinco.
Semana cinco.
Semana cinco?
Semana cinco.
Enlighten me. What is that? What does that mean?
I think that's week 5 in Spanish. Cinco semana. I don't know. Something like that.
Well, now we got to ask Siri or Alexa.
Yes.
How is everybody getting by? The world is drastically changing week by week.
I'm here. My skin hasn't melted off yet.
Same here.
I'm here as well. I'm grateful to be here in the studio. It's nice to be able to. This is like getting out.
This is a treat.
We're at a distance, everybody.
Yeah.
Playing safe. But it is a treat to get out and sort of ask you guys what's going on. And hopefully we can enlighten the listeners a little bit more with some scatological tales just like last week.
Yeah.
If you're listening, you can find archived episodes of this show if you go to hoolieshooliradio.org.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm sorry, hibernianradio.org.
Yeah, sure.
I'm at a loss. I'm still playing a lot of, PlayStation. Big into that.
I've gotten into that myself.
It's bringing back, I should be doing productive things, and I feel like I'm regressing a little
bit. Exercising your thumbs.
No. I somehow, getting into gaming as an adult seems like it's just not right. You know, like...
You feel like, guilty?
Yeah. You know, like, you can restart a career anytime, you know?
These are strange times, so I think it's acceptable. I bought an Xbox, so I have to make it all right.
See, but I think a lot of people are going to be getting... This could be a huge boon for gaming. You're going to see esports, you know, become a much bigger deal.
It's already the biggest deal ever.
Well, it's going to be huge now.
Why? Because 20,000 middle-aged men are going to get into it?
Yes! The golden demographic!
They already got 8 billion people playing, you know.
Wait till Barstool Halo. Sports has their own esports gaming league.
Every guy, when people do go back to work, it's like, I got into this game. It's called Halo. It's nuts. You shoot people. It's crazy. Aliens?
It's nuts. You shoot people. Aliens? Holy moly.
Playing it till my thumb's blood.
You want a coffee? I'm going to go downstairs and run back up in 10.
Uh-huh.
Good to see you. I hope you had a nice weekend. This COVID thing is nuts, right?
Good thing it's over.
Right. It's not over.
I'm saying this is forecasting.
Yeah.
This is when you go back to work, how you're going to tell people.
Well, actually, this could just...
What you've been doing.
Well, that's what people are doing on Skype right now. Yeah. Or in Zoom.
Zoomland.
How about that whole thing? Are you a part of the group hangouts and the meets that a lot of people are having, like, happy hour and cocktail hour with each other and all conversing and huddling up over technology?
I have had zero Zoom meetings.
None, huh? Bill, yeah. You?
I had one for work, which was like a FaceTime group thing.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm getting.
And then, after that, no.
You mean like a FaceTime group thing?
I can see their faces and hear them.
Like, there's apps, and then there's like, so Apple has FaceTime as part of its, one of its components as having an Apple phone, right?
Right.
And then for things like, if you have an Android, I don't know if they have that, or they have to use these apps like Zillow or Skype or... House Party, or these are all the social group, you know.
There's one called messaging. House Party?
There's one called House Party.
Oh, man, I should get on that.
But no, I've done one for work, and it was like, and we kind of decided that after that, like, now he calls us, but no one, like, has their face on it. Just people put their phone down. It's just his way of doing a teleconference call.
Oh, okay, I understand.
It's like, why does everybody have to see what my house looks like?
Yeah, you don't want that. Yeah, there's a lot of people that don't want that.
Yeah.
You know, you got to find a quiet space to do business now.
Yeah, yeah. I feel
can't
like
have your kid jumping around in the background.
Right.
All the newscasters are in front of their fanciest bookshelves, and you know, like everyone from home now.
Right. There's a lot of that going on.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of like, there's been celebrity sort of like concerts on TV.
You should put trophies behind you.
And I believe Jimmy Fallon's doing shows like that, like remote shows. Maybe Colbert.
It's strange.
I think it's a nice thing that our audience never. There's a magic in radio right now, I think, that trumps all of that, you know? Do you like watching people play guitar on Skype?
No.
Not particularly.
No, it's not. It doesn't have that theatrical.
Unless it was Joe Satriani.
You want to see Satriani on Skype? I got him right now. Johnny Dorito, you got Satriani's Skype handle?
You got Satriani in the car? Oh, you do?
It's fun to see a buddy of yours post a video on Facebook or something like that, but like, yeah, it's like these live Skyping things all the time.
Well,
like,
my wife's been doing it with her friends, right?
Yeah.
And they're into it, you know? It's like they're adopting it, and they're like, ah! And it's, FaceTime's cool again! Ah, let's all do it!
I can see you.
Right. But my wife, you know, it's just odd to look at my wife walking around our living room, you know, with like a glass of wine in her hand and talking into like her hand, you know, and showing everybody like, and this is a book I'm reading, and this is, I'm like giving a tour, a virtual tour of her life.
Yeah, it's like her phone has become her head.
Right, and there's my disgruntled husband in the corner, you know, who hasn't had a cocktail in months.
who won't look up.
Right.
Eyes without a face.
Eyes without a face. Little Billy Idol.
That's what you should do. Look up and say, start singing that on the Zoom video.
I should.
Yeah, why not?
Clay, you just nailed the song we're playing tonight. Eyes without a face, Billy Idol.
Absolutely.
But that is the most bizarre thing to me, and I can't get into it. Maybe it's because when I used to work, we did this stuff all the time on sales calls. It's not foreign to me. But bringing it home all of a sudden into your personal life all of a sudden seems like, well, nothing's sacred. It's all done.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know. I can't get into it.
I'm glad I have a job that doesn't require this type of thing.
Well, like, my sales calls would be pretty much as a sales team, we only meet once a week on, like, Fridays.
Right.
Like, if I need to speak with my manager, I'll speak with them individually on the phone. We don't do, like, group stuff like that. So I'm okay with it. Doesn't bother me.
Tried to do it with, like, 20 of her family members, and it was just everyone talking at the same time.
Yeah.
And then it's, like, delays, and it's like, no, you're it, – and then someone cuts out, and it's like, oh, we lost them.
Right.
It's chaotic.
Right. Well, I did – my desk is in the basement. And it's not a finished basement, so the walls are cement or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I did one of those work meetings recently. And they're like, dude, are you in a prison cell? Yeah. Like, where are you?
Are you a hostage?
Yeah, like, because it did look cold and eerie, and like the lighting was like.
Should have used your head before you made that phone call.
No, I was just like, yeah, I'm here.
No,
like,
you know,
I'm like, I'm in my basement. You know, this is where quiet time is.
You got to put up like a curtain and like a map of the world, you know, and just look official.
Gosh. Then you just look like a cam model, you know?
No.
They want the world to become cam models, you
know?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're all just cam models.
We're all unpaid cam models.
Yeah. Look at you poor unpaid cam models.
What have you become?
What have you become? Wearing masks and standing 6 feet apart.
Yeah, that's the world, buddy.
I don't know.
Yeah. When will it end?
I'll tell you when it ends.
When?
Well, it's going to end. The quickest way to get it to end is the social show.
Start
social
packing the oatmeal.
You got to have Irish McCann's Irish oatmeal every
all
morning.
All over you.
All over you. Yeah. Bathe in it, eat it, drink it, live it. Show's presented by it. More Hoolies Hoolie after these.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
There's only one Irish pub in the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spent a lot of time there, taping the Hibernian radio show at Lizzie McNeil's every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 10 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salads, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river, and tell them you were sent by your old pal, Hooli. Thanks. There's no friend like an old friend. Southside cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982, when they started their first store, where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero, or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself, no, it's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000. 708-423-5000, or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero, and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero, and tell them Hooli sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did. With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
They say Irish women can be a strange blend of shyness, of pride and conceit, yet they have a stubborn refusal to bow in defeat. Their hate is as fierce as their devotion is grand, yet there is no middle ground on which they will stand. My family and friends tell me this sums me up exactly. I'm Carol Ann Gallagher. I am a proud Irish immigrant and now a partner at Dwyer & Coogan, a personal injury law firm here in Chicago. I was born and raised on a little island off the coast of Donegal. I studied and practiced law in Ireland before emigrating to Chicago 11 years ago, and I took up the practice of law here too. As a personal injury lawyer, I've been blessed to help those who find themselves in vulnerable and tragic circumstances. In my proud representation of families injured by the negligence of others, I've secured millions of dollars in verdicts and settlements for my clients. I can be your advocate. I can have your back. I will fight for you when you feel like you have no fight left within yourself. For more information, please go to my website at dwyercoogan.com or give me a call, Carol Ann Gallagher, at 312-543-4642. That's 312-543-4642. All of our consultations are free. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, it's Stevie Nicks. Bump that mic a little louder. Yeah. You know this jam?
Oh, yeah.
Stand back, sir. Just walk downtown and have this on a boombox and film yourself on YouTube. Million hits in one day. Done.
Do it.
I'm going to do it next week.
Do it tonight.
with nude, with Hooli's Hooli, like, tighty-whitey underwear on and firefighter boots.
Okay.
In a white fur coat. In a white fur coat.
Sure.
And a big Purell hat. A hat that says Purell on it.
There you go.
Get on it, dude.
There you go. There's the Hoolies Hoolie movie short of the week.
Now produce it. Thank you, Mike. Stand back, please. Stand back. Have you had any conflict yet? Has anybody said stand? Please, sir. Please?
No.
Social distance, please?
I haven't seen anybody. The only person I've seen is my mechanic. That's it.
Yeah.
And it might as well be 1985 as far as he's concerned. He doesn't care about anything.
Oh. Bill, have you had any tiffs yet?
No. Well, I got kicked out of a liquor store today.
Ooh.
But no, like, tiffs. I guess you could call it a tiff. It wasn't anything I was trying to do. So I've been asked to kind of go in and do some recon of some of the stores I'm at and see if I can help out in any way I can, sure. You know? And normally one of the things I do when I go into an account is I kind of survey the store a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
If I notice that the clerk isn't busy or anything like that, you know, I'll say hi and whatever and try to acknowledge that I'm in the store. Today that didn't happen. It was kind of a busier looking, you know, there were people in line, but they were doing the 6 feet, distance from each other.
Sure.
And I walk in, I look around, see a couple displays. This is a bigger store, mind you. This is a big store. And I walk and I go over near the coolers. And I kind of felt these eyes on me from a guy that I'd never seen before.
Ooh. Uh-huh.
So I didn't know that he was the owner or not of the store.
Okay.
You know, like he's not the buyer.
Right.
You know?
New boy.
And I'm walking around and I see a display of a product that I sell.
Right.
And we have a data system where I'm like, oh, cool, I'll take a display of this and forward up. Like, see, look, they're selling our product during this time, you know. So I take a picture, and I walk away from the display. I'm walking around, and this guy confronts me.
Yeah.
And he's like, can I help you? You know, and I'm like, oh, no. I mean, you know, I'm just here to kind of, I'm from Breakthrough, you know. And he's like, get out. You know, he didn't want me in his store.
Right.
And I didn't realize that, and I understand where he was coming from. I probably should not have taken a picture, but I didn't realize that he was the owner, And before I could even explain myself, mm-hmm. he was like, get out, And I was like, you know what? I don't need to get into, because we're
Was he wearing a mask?
We have to stand somewhat apart from each other. And he's like, feels like he has to shout in this situation,
Yeah.
I was like, I don't need to get any
more confrontation. I don't need your droplets on me, sir.
Well, it's a place that they do good business with us, and I wasn't trying to, rustle any feathers. So I was like, all right, see ya. Luckily, I don't think he knows my name or anything like that. And if there is an issue, I'll go back and apologize and explain that, I wasn't there to try to – I'm there to try to do some recon to try to see if I can help your business, not like to try to
– Oh, I hear you. But nobody likes people taking pictures of their stuff.
No. It's like, I understand that, and it's unfortunate. It's a part of our job sometimes that we have to do this to – It's the only way of us sometimes proving to the people that do business with us that, hey, look, this brand sells here, or even just tell a supplier. And
it's also proof that you're working.
Correct, Clay. It is proof that we're working, and that was a lot of it. Like, we get out there and take some pictures, see what's going on, and be able to show them, like, hey, I'm out in the field.
Have you ever had someone...
Show me the data, Billy. Show me the data where you were.
Show me your pictures from today, Bill.
Yeah.
Have you ever had someone take a picture of you that you do not know?
Probably.
I'm sure. But
like, just someone in their car?
I'm sure. I've never caught anybody directly, photographing me. I have had people, when I was tending bar, try to confront me, like a drunk who's like, I'm videotaping you, You're like, good, you've had 18 rumblements. Get out. You can videotape me all day, but that is very irritating.
It's creepy.
It's a good way to get punched.
Yes. It's a good way to get your phone broken.
Exactly. Because I remember I was living in a place a few years ago, probably like 5 or 6 years ago, but unbeknownst to me, the owner of my place had let the place go into foreclosure, right? And I'm still paying the guy rent, but all of a sudden I'm sitting on my couch and I start seeing these property, surveyors coming out. People from the bank, I guess, apparently, but they would just walk up and take pictures and look in the windows and stuff. And I was like, who's this guy? I'm sitting there and I'd run outside and go, can I help you? Who are you? And they would just walk away and half smile and scurry off and get into their car.
I was like, dude, this is
you
out
thought
of
it
like
was the CIA.
I was like out of the conversation. I was like, am I going insane here? I felt like Hackman, you know, like I'm trying to listen through the, like I thought the whole place was bugged. I didn't know what the hell was going
on.
Well,
that's when you call the police.
I eventually called the landlord, and I was like, what's going on here? You know?
They're from State Farm. Don't worry.
Yeah, they're underwriters. They're trying to protect their investment. They want to make sure that it's inhabited and people are still
I went to Home Depot, what, 2 days ago? That's like my place to go when I just have to get out of my house. I'll go to Home Depot and walk around for 10 okay. minutes and buy nails or something.
Me time. That's me time.
Yeah.
I understand me
but
time.
But even now, it's you have to wait outside, and it's like one in, one out.
Right.
Wow, I didn't know that. Yeah.
So it's like a line of disgruntled, you know, workers being like, come on.
Well, it's interesting how bad. I went to Johnny's, right? I wanted a beef. There was a line. Almost like a block and a half
well,
down.
That's you. That's normal.
No, this is no. I mean, it was a nice warm night, and I was like, oh, man, a beef would be nice. And
was everyone 6 feet apart?
Yes, everyone's practicing social, which made the line just look insane, you know? I was like, what? You had to walk all the way down the block just to get in line, and it didn't move as fast
Did
as
you
normal.
Wait?
Oh, I waited.
So, yeah, I guess a big...
But it was a 35-minute wait to get a beef.
There was a Johnny shout-out on the show Ozarks.
I'll tell you, this COVID, it's killing me. There was a 35-minute wait to get a beef!
You got to make your own beef, black market beef. Ozarks, you watched the show.
I have not seen the
new
season.
There was a shout out to Johnny's
Beef.
There
was a Johnny's Beef reference.
Yes.
The woman, the star of the show was like, I think one thing I miss about Chicago was Johnny's Beef, she said. And
really?
My mind was blown watching it.
Yeah.
I was like, how do you know?
But she didn't seem like the type that would be in line at Johnny's.
Yeah, I mean.
I was like, you're not a Johnny's type client.
Yeah, you're too yuppie to be Johnny's.
Yeah, you're too yuppster for Johnny's. But maybe
know.
I'm wrong.
No tattoos on you, nothing like that.
There's a lot of River Forest yuppies going to Johnny's.
Oh, yeah, absolutely right.
And
guy's okay. He's kind of a Johnny's yuppie, you know what I mean? He's an Elmwood Park guy who wears polo shirts. I don't know how to take him.
He plays golf, but he eats beef, you know?
He plays golf, he eats beef, you know?
He has a horse.
It's an interesting question, though, because I thought the same thing when I was watching. I was like, I thought the first house in Ozark they were supposed to be in, like, Evanston.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so how do you get to Johnny's? What is she must be a big fan. She's doing the, you know, the 40-minute drive to Johnny's.
She makes the trip, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Regardless, the line was nuts.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it, but I did wait and get it.
This is the life we live.
Phil, you've taken upon yourself you went fishing.
I did it.
Phil has become a fisherman.
Phil was an NBA hooper a week ago. Phil's taking on recreational like tasks and hobbies.
It's okay.
In the middle of
it's
this.
Better than gaming.
Fishing's better.
I get
than
home
gaming.
From work, and you know, Mary's like, we have to explore things to do with Maddox. We don't want him inside all day playing video games. He does his schoolwork, but
yeah,
we got to get him outside and burn some energy off. You know, like
sure,
he's an only child, so it's not like there's a sibling there for him to like. You know, he's losing it. You know?
Yeah.
So we get him outside so we can do some stuff. And I was given a fishing pole for my 40th birthday from a couple of my buddies.
Oh, nice.
And like a tackle box and some gear and stuff for it. And I was like, this is cool.
Yeah.
And a buddy of mine was like, hey, you know, I might check out a pond. You know, I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, cool. Like,
to a detective.
Yeah.
Buddy of mine said, I'm going to check out a pond.
So I'm like, let me know how it is.
But first, I got to get a beef.
And he gets back to me later on the day, and he's like, hey, I'm swamped with work. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to go do the recon on that place we were thinking about going to fish. And I was like, all right.
Yeah.
But I had already told Maddox earlier in the week. I was like, maybe we'll go fishing. And I was like, I don't want to, like, I did want to do it, and I didn't want to stop it just because he wasn't coming with us. So one of my accounts I've been helping out with is, you know, the grocery chain Meijer.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there about a week ago, and I saw a guy buy a fishing license there. So I was like, okay, I get a fishing license. Maddox doesn't need a license because he's under 16.
Mm-hmm.
Fishing license cost me like $15. And I already had a pole, and I'm like, all right, now.
I just need
Maddox
bait.
Isn't going to want like to go back and forth with just me and him and like one pole, you know?
Yeah.
So I bought like this pole that's for like little small ponds, and you can ice fish with it. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
yep. I got it.
Pole talk!
I got it for like... it's called the Ugly Stick.
Ooh.
The one that I have is an Ugly Stick. This one is a smaller version of it. And
William Winkleman right here.
So I got it for $15, and then, you know, picked up some.
What'd you use as
sinkers and stuff?
Johnny's beef?
No, I got.
You want to catch a lot of fish? Use Johnny's beef as bait.
I had.
I wonder. Could work.
I had. We had some fake worms and some. They look like, I guess, fake maggots, I guess you'd say.
You got any fake maggots?
Give me a case of fake maggots, will you?
Or grub.
And I'll tell you, I went to Costco during this COVID. They were out of fake maggots, so I wanted to take the kid fishing and couldn't get any.
And you use real maggots.
You're right.
But yeah, no nibbles, though. We were out there for maybe like an hour.
Have you ever touched a fish?
Yeah. I went fishing last September. Remember, I caught some fish up in Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. You caught a marlin up there.
So we're supposed to caught a marlin up in Winnick County, Wisconsin.
Fishing me? You kidding? I caught a marlin up in Wisconsin a couple of years ago.
I was supposed to go on a trip with my buddies in May. So we were like...
Yeah, everything's canceled,
I don't think it's going to go down. They've told us as of right now, like, you could still go up there, but like, when you guys are fishing, you have to maintain social distancing, 6 feet apart.
Right.
And it's like, you'd have to go on shifts on the dock, and like, you know, it could. So I don't know.
Or you gotta wipe each other down before you get on the boat.
That looks like it's probably not going to happen. But
I think the Guns N' Roses concert will be canceled, so Axl Rose might be able to go fishing with you.
We'd love to have him.
Where's my pole?
I wonder.
Where's my ugly stick?
Where's the ugly stick?
Someone took my ugly stick.
Slash, you got my ugly stick.
Slash uses the guitar as a fishing pole.
It's our weekly Axl Rose bit, everybody. We can expound on it. I am curious.
Maybe he loves fishing. You never know.
He might. He grew up in Indiana. You know, probably did some fishing in some little ponds over where he grew up.
I'm sure he did.
So yeah, no.
Wow.
No,
how did we get there?
It's a smoker's cough, not a COVID cough.
No bites yesterday,
That's
though.
What you're saying to people now when you cough. That's a smoker's cough.
Not a COVID cough.
You get the same line at Wendy's now.
Right.
Everyone, that's a smoker's cough, not a COVID cough. Thanks. Number three with a Coke.
Stand back.
Stand back. Stand back.
Stand back. That man is coughing.
Oh, man.
I did go to a Jewel the other day, and... I should not have brought my kids in there, but I did.
No.
Why? Do people get weird about that?
Well, you're not supposed to do it right now.
Oh, yeah, all right.
But I had them with me, and I was like, we're just running in for a second.
You can't leave them in the car.
I know, but now this whole thing's really starting to, like, hit home. Like, I'm trying to take more measures to really follow the guidelines now, where it's like, this is no joke now, and it's really hit home. One of our regulars at O'Sullivan's, I found out, did not make it, passed away.
Yeah.
And the guy was in tip-top shape, you know?
Right.
Shout out to you, Reggie.
And a Chicago fireman also passed, and he was in good shape. So it's at 49 years old. That's crazy.
Well, that's why, you know, I just want to thank the first responders and from people on the front line so much for what's going on right now.
Police, fire, EMS, doctors, nurses.
Absolutely. Because they
respiratory therapists.
Yes, bus drivers. People who are stocking food, stocking medical supplies.
Yeah, this is a scary thing for them, and they need our love
support.
And yeah,
yeah, it's a tough job, man.
You know,
So you went into the Jewel with the kids, and you got some looks.
I did, and I didn't really get any looks, but I was like, there was just a wave that came over me, kind of like that Uncle Buck wave, you know, when he's got the kids in the car and he's gonna take them to the track, you know, because he's stuck with them. And like all of a sudden, I had that like kind of come over me as I was walking out and seeing other people in there, and you don't necessarily have to have eyeballs on you; they see you.
You had Charlotte and Mikey with you.
I did.
You should have put Charlotte on your shoulders, then Mikey on top, and then a big overcoat, and been like a 14-foot person, and have Mikey do the talking.
What was so important?
That would have been a hell of an idea.
What did you have to get in Jewel that was so important?
I was getting some French bread for dinner.
Oh, man. Oh, are you making a French meal?
I was making sausage sandwiches, Italian sausage sandwiches, sausage and peppers.
What'd you get? What kind of bread did you get?
I got a loaf of French.
Toronto?
It's just Jewel brand. I don't know where they make it.
Oh, generic.
Yeah.
I wonder how many hands were in that, though.
Delicious hands. I ingested every fingerprint there
was.
There's
no bat meat in it, hopefully.
No. Oh, you went there.
Oh, I noticed that now in Wuhan, where this all began, like, everything's open again now.
Right.
And they showed video, and it's like some lady hacking up a fish on the street. It's like, can we put a plate under
this
thing?
Back to filleting.
Let's use a table.
It's interesting that Wuhan has entered into pop culture now for probably the first time in a century or two.
Jimmy Wuhan.
You know, you're going to be hearing that for years now. Guys from Wuhan.
You know what I mean?
He's got an interesting diet.
Wuhan crew.
Don't get too close. He's from Wuhan. You know,
starting a rap group called Wuhan. The Wuhan crew.
The Wuhan crew with their first album, Chinese Armadillo.
Yep. That's their mascot.
Right.
Man, yeah.
Well, I think it'll all be over soon, 10 years from now.
I think what people really need more than anything during this whole thing is comic relief.
Yeah.
I think that you have to sit back and start to laugh. I've been trying to do that, you know, feel this way around the house, and it is good to go out for
a walk.
Go
ahead, make me laugh. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, make me laugh. Huh? You know how depressing this is?
Go ahead. I can't leave my house. Make me laugh.
But my wife and I are starting to get on each other's nerves big time. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love her to death, but it's just a natural thing, you know?
Like it's a natural thing.
Thank you, David Bowie. Mr. Bowie's here tonight.
Yeah.
But I can't help but wonder, Bill, you said about domestic violence going up.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it has.
The divorce rate is going to skyrocket. And then I Googled it. You know, I said to my wife was talking about that.
Focus on that.
I go, one of the divorce papers, you know, make a joke to her. You know, but she's like, I got to Google that.
The love rate?
Where's the love rate?
That needs to go up.
Joel Osteen.
Yep.
Let's bring up the love rate.
Forget about the divorce rate. We need to talk about the love rate.
The love rate.
Which is plummeting.
Yeah. You're all becoming a bunch of unemployed webcam models. The love rate needs to come back.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough being in close quarters, especially
it
with
is,
kids
with
screaming with anybody, yeah. Even your cellmate.
Yeah. Imagine what prison's like now. It's like, whoa.
Well, no, prisons are out of control.
You want people
spreading like fire.
Well, actually, if social distancing in prison is like a benefit, you know,
it's impossible.
Thank you. 6 feet away from everybody, that'd be great.
You can't. Your room is only 6 feet.
Yeah.
Big.
So,
unless you're standing on each end of the walls.
So tensions are always, you know, everyone flies off the handle about once a day. Is that it?
Well, there's a lot of uncertainty in my wife, you know, and in myself. I'm starting to become more and more concerned about what's going on. Uh-huh. You know. As it progresses, and there's just mounting tension and anxiety that starts building up where you can eventually just set each other off without really, you know, doing anything. Just being around, you know?
Yeah.
You're driving me nuts.
Just the way you chew.
You know, I haven't thought of it. Yeah, exactly.
Stop chewing.
You're chewing so loud.
This is the way I chew.
I'm hungry.
I chew like a tiger. You got a problem with that?
Wow. That's your comeback. Shut up. I chew like a tiger.
Yeah.
She was loud as I want.
Speaking of southern accents and tigers, I finally watched it.
Yeah, the Joe Exotic thing.
Yeah. You know what? No thanks.
No thanks, huh? What a surprise. Another bad review from Clay.
It's just bad. You know what? You know who the victims are? The tigers.
For sure.
I care more about the tigers than any of those people.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, they're terrible.
It's a
horrible scene. That whole group, that whole group of people is just unreal from start to finish.
It's a cult, man.
And I didn't know that you could just have your own zoo whenever you feel like it.
I didn't know that either.
If you can buy an acre of land, you can have a zoo, apparently, in Florida.
I think in a lot other places. I think there's private zoos all over this country.
Yeah.
I'm just not, you know, we've always been privileged to live near a metropolitan zoo like Brookfield Zoo or Lincoln Park
there's
Zoo.
There's 90 million, Joe, exotics in America.
90 million?
Think about that.
That's a hell of a number.
90 million Joe exotics, we in trouble.
Yeah.
That's what Pence is going to say tomorrow. This disease is out of control, but we got 90 million Joe Exotics.
The real problem at hand is the 90 million Joe Exotics.
See Ray Romano? President Romano?
The real...
Vice President Ray Romano?
The real problem at hand here is...
Drunk Ray Romano?
The real problem at hand here is... this whole COVID thing, dog.
Can we have a tiger? Can we have a tiger eat this man, please?
Joe,
can you release a tiger on this fella?
Man.
Oh, yeah. I hope the tigers make it through this. There's a tiger with this disease at the Bronx Zoo. How did that happen?
Really?
How did that happen?
Somebody sneezed on it.
Someone sneezed on a tiger? The nerve.
tiger sneezer. You tiger sneezer.
You put this tiger in harm.
He's okay. He's kind of a tiger sneezer.
How did they find out that the tiger had it?
I don't know.
Was he like, yeah, Jimmy Wuhan over here just sneezed on me. I'm a tiger. Look at me. I look terrible.
There it is again. Wuhan. Back into the zeitgeist of this world.
Jimmy
now.
Wuhan's my bookie.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Wuhan's got a 20-point vig going.
Do we have eyes without a face? We got to play it now. Show's gotten silly enough.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to this. Huh?
This will make you fall asleep.
Rest easy. Be good.
This might, it's almost over.
Hard ending. Ready?
Ooh! Yeah.
Nothing cures the COVID blues like a little Billy Idol.
Take your medicine.
Yeah.
Take your medicine. I want my MTV.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's what I think MTV should go back to. Make personalities out of
music. Go back to music. Instead of garbage.
Yeah. So that's that.
It's COVID. Billy Idol.
Billy Idol.
All COVID, huh?
That song's better than any song that's been written in the last 10 years.
You think so?
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%.
It's got staying power, that's for sure.
Yeah, it does.
You ever met somebody who had eyes without a face, Bill?
No, I have not met anybody with a head eyes without a face.
Well, I think that most people with these masks on kind of are without a face, right?
Very artistic of you.
Right?
I made my own mask the other day.
You did?
Yeah.
Out of what?
So you take like a, you just fold a handkerchief.
Cheese fries.
And just you fold it. Yep.
Cheese fries mask.
Yep. And then you get the rubber bands and click them around your ears. Works just fine.
Click them around.
How soon before we see like COVID meal deals on TV?
Already happening.
Like all new COVID blue burger, bacon, lettuce. You know, like what? Cure for the blues. Oh, they had Applebee's.
That's happening.
Like, we care about you.
No, it's sympathy now. Yeah, it's like Applebee's cares. That's no one will touch your
sides of sanitizer fries. Yeah,
no one will touch your skillet before it's prepared.
Mm-hmm.
We'll hand it to you out the door, 40 feet away, on a pole.
You're right.
Ray?
I do what I'm really tired of.
Ray, you've had enough to drink.
The celebrities.
Stop taking pictures in this liquor store.
Tell us that we're going to be okay.
Oh, is that right?
Blow it out your ass.
Okay. Thank you, Vice President Ray Romano.
You're welcome.
Who's your who's your favorite celebrity that's given you advice so far?
Axl Rose. I don't know yet. The whole idea of celebrity getting involved, there's something about it where I'm just like, enough of you. Get out of here.
I haven't seen a lot of it. I mean, I don't watch too much TV. I haven't seen a lot of it.
I've tuned out. I've stopped watching. Like, the daily press conferences are kind of a neat thing to watch.
I mean, if it's like Estevez or something, maybe I'll listen for a minute.
Boy, can we get Emilio Estevez to do a couple of COVID PCAs? PSAs?
PCAs. Politically correct announcements.
Yes. Some PCAs? You got any politically correct announcements we can make here?
Pre-COVID.
Pre-COVID. Estevez is available, you say. Excellent.
Yeah, man. It's got to end someday, don't it?
Well, it's not going to end tomorrow.
Tonight
or tomorrow. I was making some of my friends that I said like months ago, like, don't worry, this will pass, you know?
Yeah, they call you liar now.
Yeah, they send me a text like, still think it's going to pass? It's like,
yeah, I do.
I got to be hopeful, you know? I'm tired of all the doom and gloom and, you know, worry and... I'm confident that we're going to fight through this and get through it. And
we've done it before.
We're great at adapting, you know? We've been through stuff like this before. We will adapt. We will do well. We will survive.
We'll grow wings.
We will grow wings. Yeah. We will grow wings through this. And it is Easter Sunday coming up.
That's right. Yes, it is. So,
and I will raise you up.
That's right, man. The resurrection.
Are you going to have a virtual mass?
I don't know yet. Probably.
You can go anywhere in the world.
Right.
Go to St. Peter's.
Right. Turn on your camera.
This is going to be a rough one for the Easter Bunny. That's for sure.
He's got the day off. He doesn't mind.
He's got to work a lot harder than he normally would, you know? Lots of sanitizers, I bet.
He's being served for dinner in Wuhan.
Okay.
He's on the chopping block. He's on the chopping block, otherwise known as the street.
Yeah.
Are you
nuts.
Are you doing any Easter egg activities?
Actually, that should be the name of the album for the Wuhan clan.
the Wuhan clan.
The Wuhan clan. It's called The Easter Bunny is the first single.
Billy Houlihan, Irish promoter here. The baby called Wuhan clan. This new band's crazy. Called the Wuhan clan. Their new hit, Dead Easter Bunny. Off the charts.
Killing it in all the clubs and discotheques around the world.
You know, I love the album.
Are you having an Easter egg hunt is the question.
I told my kids we were going to try to do it.
And what did they say?
They're all for it, man. You know, get that candy out. Hide that stuff. Hide dollar bills and stuff in the little plastic eggs.
You should narrate it.
Mm-hmm.
Narrate it on camera for everybody.
Yeah, I'll go live.
Yeah.
Easter morning live at the Hooli's abode.
Do it in Jack Nicholson's voice.
This is Easter.
Look at the kids are looking for the eggs outside for a little while.
That's very good.
Oh, yeah.
You have a great Nicholson voice.
Listen, Ray, we can't have you looking for Easter eggs. You're a little wasted.
I'm okay with that. I've only a couple.
Why don't I give you a ride?
Where?
Straight to hell.
With that, Mike, why don't we take a quick break and more Hulu Silly when we return.
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside Cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982 when they started their first store where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself, no, it's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000, 708-423-5000, or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero, and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero. And tell him Hooli sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did. When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes are third-generation, family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. At Sheehy's, the name on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehy's took very good care of our family. And you know, you never forget something like that. Their entire staff cares about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike LaRock, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. it has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
They say Irish women can be a strange blend of shyness, of pride and conceit, yet they have a stubborn refusal to bow in defeat. Their hate is as fierce as their devotion is grand, yet there is no middle ground on which they will stand. My family and friends tell me this sums me up exactly. I'm Carol Ann Gallagher. I am a proud Irish immigrant and now a partner at Dwyer & Coogan, a personal injury law firm here in Chicago. I was born and raised on a little island off the coast of Donegal. I studied and practiced law in Ireland before emigrating to Chicago 11 years ago, and I took up the practice of law here too. As a personal injury lawyer, I've been blessed to help those who find themselves in vulnerable and tragic circumstances. In my proud representation of families injured by the negligence of others, I've secured millions of dollars in verdicts and settlements for my clients. I can be your advocate. I can have your back. I will fight for you when you feel like you have no fight left within yourself. For more information, please go to my website at dwyercoogan.com or give me a call, Carol Ann Gallagher, at 312-543-4642. That's 312-543-4642. All of our consultations are free. Thanks for listening.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
Mm-hmm. Don't stand so close to me.
Please.
Please don't.
Creepy.
Someone gonna remake
Let's
this?
Go, Sting. Come on. There you go. There you go.
Irish producer.
Right. Sting, are you doing this one, Toto? Let's go.
Hurry up. We only have a studio for a little bit more time. You're going to say is don't stand so close to me. I want to trim it down maybe three or four of those.
That song.
Then we're good.
Reminds me of a certain thing that happened in high school. A teacher got in trouble.
Really?
Yeah. Reminds me of that song back in the day.
A teacher. Yeah. Well, that's that really. There was a scandal at your school, Clay?
Yeah, that really happened. Like the lyrics to that song basically is like the this dude's life. And he got caught. It was a horrible, horrible situation.
Young teacher, the subject of schoolgirl fantasy.
Right.
Sure.
I love that song. That's my favorite song.
Yeah.
Ray, be quiet.
Yeah, schoolgirl fantasies are cool.
Hey, you're starting to irritate me a little bit.
I got to watch some prayer breakfast in the morning.
Okay.
What?
Forgive me.
Yep.
I've been watching this thing on Netflix. That's why I bring up the Washington prayer breakfast. It's called The Family.
Ooh.
It's a doc. It's a four-part series. It's about...
Documentary.
It is.
Right on.
It's by, what's that guy? Is it Alex Gibney? Is that his name?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Did Dirty Money. Did that.
Yep.
What's his big one, Bill? Do you know?
Chasing Hell, the Bartman story. I thought that
did
was.
He? No, oh, he didn't do that.
Man. Alex Gibney, I believe he did do that.
What'd you say, Mike? Scientology? No, it's not about Scientology. It's about an evangelical Christian organization in Washington that runs the National Prayer Breakfast every year. Okay. And the organization is quietly known as The Family.
Creepy.
And it's run by a guy named Doug Coe. All right.
Any relation to Doc Antio?
No, but maybe could be he might minister to him.
Yeah, they're related.
You never know. but it's about these guys that are like young guys that eventually descend on Washington and are sponsored by The Family. And they live in like this sort of fraternity household where they learn this sort of special branding of the Bible, right? Just all we talk about is Jesus, just Jesus, no religion, just Jesus. And they start to breed into these guys that they are chosen, right?
Yeah.
In some respect, to be the leaders of the world.
Okay.
And that's their view on religion.
Do they have to pay for parking?
They have amazing world influence, right?
Right.
Do you have to pay for parking?
You say you're chosen. Do you have to pay for parking?
Listen, about Jonah and this fraternity, parking spots were a little scarce when I pulled up. I have to pay for parking?
Yeah.
No, son, everything here is on the house.
Well, that's creepy.
It's a riveting documentary.
I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, check it out. It's about this guy who lived inside of it for a while. I mean, there's a group of senators today that have stayed in this house together across party lines, and it's almost serves as a boarding house, all right? I'll have to dig deeper into this.
What's the address?
Well, it's called C Street, I believe it's called.
Ew.
But check it out. It's called The Family.
All right.
It's mind-blowing.
Yeah, okay.
COVID suggestions.
Is it more mind-blowing than Tiger King?
It's. I think it's more intellectually stimulating than Tiger King, that's for
Come
sure.
Come on.
Yeah, no.
Come on! A southerner who owns tigers, that's not stimulating.
Touche.
Yes, thank you. No, I will check that out. It's good to have content now. We need content.
I just finally gave myself a chance to get into Fargo.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That series.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Very good. I just finished season one.
Now they filmed some of that over here.
Season three or four, I guess what it is. It's
in Norwood Park.
The past season, yeah. So when I get there, I'll let you know.
Yeah, please do.
Shouldn't take any more than about 3 or 4 days, I would imagine.
Yeah, you'll be done quick.
Yeah.
How about the passing of John Prine? Yeah. We have to talk about the Maywood mailman.
Legend.
From our backyard.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Yep.
One of the world's greatest, was the world's greatest living songwriters, right there with Dylan, you know, right up on that pedestal.
Yeah.
Major loss. I think John Prine would have seen the humor in it, you know? You know, it's just, were you a big John Prine fan, Bill? Are you familiar with his music
at
all?
Well, sure. I mean, everybody knows Angel from Montgomery.
Sure.
Yeah.
But he was also a very funny guy. And had a lot of wit to him and wry humor and, It's a big loss to the music community, and a lot of people here in Chicago have been telling their favorite John Prine stories because he was an extremely personable celebrity. Mm-hmm. And how can you not like a guy who was a mailman? You know,
yeah.
Started his career. He was also in the Army. His parents were come from Kentucky, but he grew up in Westchester, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
So big loss to the music community. My
sad
condolences.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is the part of the show where we kind of just do obits, I guess.
Absolutely. Our condolences to all the people that have lost loved ones this past 2 weeks. It's just...
Yeah, past 2 months.
Yeah, I mean...
Worldwide.
I can't imagine the hurt that people are feeling that they can't hug their loved ones and that, you know, you'd have to go through this kind of anguish and loss and there's no one, I mean, other than your spouse, that's it. And your kids, if you're living together, that's all you can really reach out to.
Yeah.
Then you have to wait to even, you know, try to put your loved ones at peace. You know, that's difficult too, that you can't be there for a lot of it.
On the other end of that, there's also like women have to have babies by themselves. Like they can't have anyone in the room with them.
Right.
Yeah. You know, it's like, it's just tearing the world apart. It's crazy.
They're also stopped selling booze at 9. No.
Yep, you're cut off at 9 now,
that's
Ray.
That's correct.
You're cut off at 9.
How am I supposed to lead?
That's your problem.
Yeah.
You'll find, just drink Robitussin.
But cool. content is a great thing, by the way, to have during these times. And
yeah, we got it.
Yeah, it's been fun. I want to give a shout-out
to... We got loads of it.
I want to give a shout-out to my buddy... Richard Chubbs Pulfus. He sent me a nice text this week, said he tuned in last week and he enjoyed it.
Oh,
very
good.
Much.
Fantastic.
Thanks for listening, shout out. Yeah, definitely.
Well, if you've enjoyed this episode, you can find archived ones if you go to hibernianradio.org or you can search for us at iTunes and search for Hooli's Hooli Show.
Yep.
This show is presented by McCann's Irish Oatmeal, Mike Haggerty, Buick GMC Volkswagen of Oklahoma, Illinois,
mm-hmm.
and Carol Ann Gallagher, personal injury attorney at law.
Aye.
Until next week, hang in there. We love you.
See you later.
Bye.